of having to make myself pretty at that time.
Oh,
isn't that appealing? But there's lots of ways for everybody to stay in touch with everyone. So we wish you all well. We'll be back the following week. Make sure you pay attention to our social handles for our programming notes.
Yes. Yep. We're just about down to the last couple of seconds. Well, minutes here. We've got two more minutes to go. But we want to make sure that everybody helps to stop the spread. And like we've been reiterating throughout the whole broadcast, so many different ways. Just get outside. Make sure to be... You know, I actually have been watching shows about this, the study of actually the cough is the one that throws your droplets further than the sneeze. if you've been watching that too.
27 feet.
Yes.
Is that the figure?
Yep. So
let's freak everybody out right at the last second there, Denise. Also, it stays in your hair. There's another one.
Oh.
We were ending on such a high note there for a second. It's like, well, dear God, we're all gonna die.
No. Just the 6 feet apart too. It all you know, just adding a little food for thought. When you're out there,
yeah,
sneezing and
absolutely
coughing.
Absolutely. Into your elbow, please, people.
Yes,
or
yes,
turn around. We're getting really good cooking in the kitchen of going clear down the hall when
oh,
you
wow
feel one coming. Be aware of those around you and the mess that you can cause by simple actions that are preventable.
Exactly.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
And I know as this starts to progress longer, you're probably going to want to wash your hands for shorter periods of time. Go, yeah, this is good. I licked my fingernails. We're done.
Right, we've got it, right? Everything's covered.
Please do keep to the 22nd rule. You know, and here's a plus about COVID. With so many people washing their hands, you know, and regularly and taking these precautionary steps in terms of spreading our germs, we may make a you know, a stop to the normal flu season.
Exactly. That's
well,
the best.
There you go.
Something you said as you slept in the bed. You light on your chest, so rest your head. You're falling asleep. Reached out for me. Your body is weak, so you reached out for me. Stay for
Okay, go.
I don't know what you want me to say.
You just heard Reach by Matt Kierkegaard. Hey! What are...
102.1?
That's not... No.
101.6?
No.
Fresh FM. B101. Sunny D.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you from the basement of Nick's house. Since the coronavirus thing has forced all of us to go into isolation, I've moved into my friend's house. One of them is Nick, and he is here with me today. Hello, Nick. How's it going?
Oh, so am I allowed to talk now?
Dude, yeah. So now that you're allowed to talk, welcome to Feeling Sounds. I'm Sarah, this is Nick, and today we're going to be talking about some feeling sounds. How are you doing today, Nick?
A little confused, mostly because I thought you already... said our names, but otherwise pretty
did cool. I already say that?
I think so.
Okay.
I already had my donaire, so I'm okay.
Okay, so you had some donaire. What time is it today?
It's
right
like
now
6:50.
It's like 6:50
in the morning though.
At the PM time. It's Saturday.
The PM hours, yes.
It's one of our roommates, seeing that I live here now, birthday today. His name's Zach, so shout out to Zach. But you guys will be listening to this on Tuesday, so it won't be Zach's birthday anymore.
No, he will have been 19 at that point.
Yeah. But yeah, so today we're just going to play some tunes. Nick has some cool info about this girl named Shiloh Dynasty that he's going to tell you guys about.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's going to be pretty cool. But before we get to that, we're going to listen to a song by... So Kylie V was on my show like a couple months ago, and... They're a local Vancouver artist. They're only 16 years old, which is really cool. I know. That's younger than me.
That's definitely younger than me.
You're the same age as me, Nick.
I'm older than you, though.
When's your birthday, Nick?
September 22nd.
And what's your social security number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But yeah, Kylie V, super cool. This song's called Chamomile. It's a single they just released. Chamomile. I hope you guys like it.
Chamomile.
Think of you the most, dancing with a girl.
That was Chamomile, the Chamomile. Demo. Chamomile. The demo version by Kylie V.
The demo.
What did you think of that song, Nick?
I appreciated it.
Yeah, you were telling me some things off air about...
We were talking about fog.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's water vapor?
No, come on. Like lo-fi that's in general?
All I know. Oh, lo-fi. Low fidelity.
Yeah.
Ah, means it's not like something else. Because to be fidelious to another thing means to be like that thing.
What does that mean? Off air, you were so intelligent talking about this.
But on air, I am not.
Okay, well, I'm just going to reiterate what you said to me. Nick was saying he's been getting into the aesthetic of lo-fi. And you were saying, like you like it when artists just make the guitar lo-fi, but the rest of it is, like, good quality.
Mm.
Yeah.
And their voice also.
And their what do you like about that?
I think it's a lot of, like, a similar aspect to... Like, I read this paper a long time ago when mumble rap started becoming a thing. Because I personally detest mumble rap.
Yeah, same.
And I think no one says it, but no one puts it better than A$AP Rocky when he says, when he's in the song called Potato Salad, with it's him and Tyler Creator.
Oh, yeah, I know
where
that
he
one.
Says, he has this great line where he says, mumble rapping, I find it kind of hard to find actual talent.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great line.
Yeah.
But... The more I started, like, basically I sort of just put all that shit off, but then I started listening, I read this paper that basically argued that there's a sense of there's an emotionality to the fact that you can't hear everything as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, take what you want out of mumble rap, but I definitely think that depending on the artist that you look at, like, actually I can't name any, maybe 21 Savage, you could say.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think... Depending on the artist that you look at, you could definitely find a more emotional piece of work than with a different mumble rapper. And actually, a really good example is Young Thug on Wyclef Jean, I think, is an excellent example.
What, like, I've never heard that song. Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Because he has, I think it's an intensely emotional song where he's talking about his own life and about his... The entire album is based off of, like, it's named after all of his heroes.
Okay.
And I think all of it is, in and of itself, a rather emotional project. And I think the fact that you can't understand a single thing he says adds to that.
Yeah, so would you say that's the same thing for, like, lo-fi music?
For sure. Where it's, like, even, like, it's, like, they're hiding something. Or, like, they don't want to tell you everything.
Yeah. No, I really like that. And it does give it that quality of, like, it's cloudy. Like, when I listen to
like
it...
Fog,
exactly. Like, I don't know. When I listen to music, I often get, like, visualizations of things. So, like, when I listen to that song, Chamomile, it, like...
Chamomile.
It kind of makes me think of, like, you're in a high-rise apartment building, maybe downtown by the Granville Bridge, and it's just, like, that crap weather, like, what we're having right now. It's just, like, really cloudy, and, like, that's like, the vibe I get, you know?
The V-Bay.
Yeah.
Ooh. That is a V-Bay.
It is a V-Bay. Ooh. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Next song is called Grew Apart by Donovan Woods.
Donovan Woods.
This is a Canadian artist, too.
Canadian artist.
He's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yes.
Wow.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
No.
Things you said, I'll tell them how the nights you left. I'll show them these texts I saved, all the games you played. They don't know nothing about it. Whenever somebody says your name, I don't break. I just say it's for the best. I told them now it wasn't anyone's fault. It didn't work out. She's a good girl. This wasn't the one. Different things, we had a good run. But she's better off, and so am I. It is what it is, man, it's alright. I won't tell them how you broke my heart. I just tell them that we grew apart.
So that was Grew Apart by Donovan Woods.
Donovan Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just released that song.
Ooh.
And
very The Script.
Very The Script, yeah. Do you listen to The Script?
Not since I was 12 years old.
What was their famous song?
They had a couple. They had Break Even, which was...
How did that go?
Good question.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know that one.
Yeah, that one, I just remember the names. They had that one, they had The Man Who Can't Be Moved, and they had Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Which is Liam's favorite.
Nice. Liam is another one of our roommates.
Shout out to Liam. He has a face.
He has a face.
Yeah.
I shaved his legs the other day.
His legs were very smooth.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
I wonder what you guys have been doing during quarantine, because we've been doing a lot of dumb things.
That's true.
Yeah. You want to talk about what you guys did last night?
Oh, yeah. So, as Sarah mentioned, my roommates, our boys, our itty-bitty boys, Zach, his birthday was yesterday. He finally turned 19.
Yay, Zach!
So excited. And in our stupor, we decided it would be...
You can say that we were drinking.
We were drinking.
Yeah.
I feel like that explains it more. We felt it was the optimal time to do an underwear run around the block.
Yeah.
And we did. And we came back confused as to why that happened.
Yeah, and all wet because it was raining. Yeah. I didn't partake because, like I mentioned before, I have an injury. I can't run around.
Mm.
But I photographed the experience.
Were cool photos.
Yeah, there were some cool photos.
Our underpants look very... underpantsy.
Yeah, you and Zach had a matching pair of underwear.
We were wearing the same underwear.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. Hilarious. Yeah. Okay, we're going to hear a quick couple of advertisements, and then we're going to go into a discussion about Shiloh Dynasty. So stay tuned.
Ooh.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit CITR.ca/friends.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Bloop.
I like the bloop, bloop in that ad. Bloop.
It's like fish, you know?
Yeah.
Like
bloop, 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 bloop. So, Zach, Nick, and I watched a Studio Ghibli today. We watched Nausicaa and the Valley of the Wind.
Yeah.
I liked it, but have you ever seen Ponyo?
Of course.
Do you like Ponyo?
I thought it was okay.
I feel like there's two types of people. Yeah. People who hate Ponyo and people who really like Ponyo.
I think there's a third subgroup that just doesn't like talking about Ponyo.
Doesn't like just... talking about Ponyo.
Well, yeah, because the people that hate Ponyo love talking about how much they hate it.
Oh, true.
And the people that love Ponyo love talking about how much they love
Ponyo. I love
Ponyo. I am completely indifferent to Ponyo.
Damn. Okay.
So, yeah.
What an experience.
Sure.
Okay, so tell me about Shiloh Dynasty. Oh. It sounded pretty cool.
Yeah. So Shiloh Dynasty, what's really interesting about her is that she's actually never become like a big time artist despite her name and her music being literally everywhere.
Yeah.
She's basically become synonymous with what is lo-fi hip hop, and that very iconic YouTube live stream that everyone begged and pleaded for YouTube to return to us when they copyright struck it, and we were all upset and sad and vehemently angry.
So it was lo-fi beats to chill / study to.
Oh yeah, and it was that same anime girl, you know, with the headphones and the cat. Yeah,
That's the one.
But so Shiloh Dynasty, when she was still in high school, on her Instagram page and on her Vine, she was, what's really interesting about her is that she was one of this new generation of artists that really used social media to their advantage.
Okay.
In terms of getting their, not even deliberately getting their name out there, but definitely becoming a well-known, like, subject, I suppose.
Like, when you first told me about this, I had never heard of her name, but you were like, go to her Instagram. Yeah. I listened to the first video and I was like, I totally know that voice, you know?
And that's exactly what she did. On her Vine and on her Instagram, she would post these little, anywhere between 15 seconds to a minute snippets of her singing original songs, that's the important part, I suppose. But she would post herself playing these original snippets, and immediately the hip hop community, mostly people our age at the time, so we were like 16, give or take, anyone between 16 and 20, I suppose, was starting to take her music and splice it, and then putting it into their own production, into their own beats, and they would loop her verses, which is what you can see, like, a lot of people like Trippie Redd and XXX, a lot of well-known sort of more emo rap rappers used.
So kind of the mumble rap you were talking trash about earlier.
Kind of, yeah. But not nearly, I don't think in the same capacity, because the mumble rappers, they don't really, I mean, is more associated with like that lo-fi scene.
Yeah.
I suppose. Whereas mumble rap, I would argue it's high production value. It's just their voice that they're
the
actively...
voice is the thing that's low quality.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas with the lo-fi scene, it's this active making of your thing, your product, lo-fi.
Right. Like, that makes sense.
But yeah, so she exploded all over the place.
One thing I find really interesting is you're saying that all these people would, like, you know, soundbite her stuff and then use it, but no one actually gave her like credit. Like, real credit, right?
I mean, yeah. Like, if you go on Spotify, for example, or you run Spotify or on SoundCloud, this is another good example. Like, if you look up Shiloh Dynasty, you will find a whole bunch of music, and a lot of it is made by someone else, but a good chunk of it is actually, like, crediting her, like, featuring Shiloh Dynasty.
But, like, Jocelyn Flores
by XXX exactly.
doesn't
that's,
credit.
That is an excellent example. This song that's coming up, Jocelyn Flores by XXX, and actually a couple other songs on the same album use her bits of music, but they don't credit her in any capacity.
And have you, like, read anything about her reaction to that? Like, did she mind?
I don't know that much, but I think one of the things that does need to be stated was there was this moment, if you go on her Instagram page, there's this moment where once she started becoming incredibly popular, she posted this very cryptic picture of just text that said, I'm not a face, I'm just a feeling, which I think perfectly, like, encapsulated, I think, just how she was feeling at the time, and also how her music resonated with so many young people at the time.
What does, like, that statement mean to you?
I think it's this idea that whatever I look like doesn't matter. Like, I'm not a person. I'm just
like these little bits of my
voice.
These
snippets, yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. That's like, you don't really hear of a lot of artists who get popular but don't want to, like, capitalize on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And part of it was the mental health aspect for it.
Yeah.
It was just that she became so popular, so unlike numerous other young artists nowadays. She really shied away from becoming this household name and becoming really famous because it was the mental health aspect of it all. It was just draining for her.
Yeah. Well, because, like, when you learn about, you know, Maggie Rogers' big song Light On, it's all about, like, how she was getting famous and then freaked out. And it's like, I don't want to be famous. And, like, I totally get that. If I was, like, given that opportunity, I don't even know if I would want it. You know, like, it would be nice to have people like listen to my music and appreciate it, but like, I don't know, thinking about like someone like Billie Eilish, she's like what, 18 years old, and like probably gets mauled every time she walks outside, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. She seems to be handling all right.
Yeah, she is. I think she's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, do you want fingernails? Oh, you don't like those?
Way too long.
I used to have those.
They're so scary.
When I was 18, I had those. I
would not have been friends with you.
They're man.
They're so scary. They're like bird claws.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Like, and they just type like.
Yeah. So do you want to listen to Jocelyn Flores?
I'd be okay with that.
Okay. As long as we have your approval. Here's Jocelyn Flores by XXXTentacion, but more importantly, with vocals from Shiloh Dynasty. Here.
Shots in my brain. I've been tripping about some things, can't change. Switched all the same time, I'm tame. Put your diss in, bag of a phone call. Girl that you fuck with, kill herself. That was this summer and nobody helped. And ever since then, when I hate myself, wanna fucking end it. Pessimistic. All wanna see me with no pot to piss in. But niggas been inside about the grave I'm digging. Have a conversation about my haste decisions. Fucking sickening. At the same time, memories surfaced through the grapevine. But my uncle playing with a slip knot. Put some out of stress, got me fucked up. Been fucked up since a couple months, they had a nigga locked up.
I'll be feeling pain, just hold on. I don't feel the same, I'm so alone. I'll be feeling pain, I'll be feeling pain, just hold on. I don't feel the same, I'm so alone.
Okay.
What a bad man. I feel kind of ashamed playing that song, but
it's so good.
It's a good song, and the thing is, like, you know, screw him. We're talking about Shiloh Dynasty and how her voice is really cool. But I think it's really weird how, like, in the beginning of the song, he's even like singing her lyrics and doesn't even credit her. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, very weird. But you were talking about another song.
Oh yeah, Carry On is another song on the same album. Also featuring Shiloh Dynasty's lyrics. But what's particularly interesting about that song is that it's about his very public court case at the time that involved domestic abuse allegations and... Yeah, that's basically
he was
it.
Just being a bad
person.
He was
just being a not great human being.
Yeah.
The evidence was all there. But the song is basically just... for his legion of followers, hey, everything that you might hear about me is a lie.
So what were the lyrics he took from Shiloh Dynasty?
For that song, I do not
know. I have them pulled up. Do you know what part of the song it is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's actually right at the beginning.
So how did you get here? I'm drunk and confused. I try to be patient with you, yeah. High up, but you fall back down. Is it the rest of it also, or is that him?
That is all him.
Oh.
This is the rest of him. This is Shiloh. The beginning, what you just read, yeah.
That's really, I don't like that. He's using someone else's lyrics to talk about how he's not an abuser, even though he is. Anyway, that's great. Let's listen to a Shiloh Dynasty song that doesn't have X on it. This is called Red Roses, and it's Shiloh Dynasty and this artist called Golden Children, both of which I could not find very much information about online, but it's a good song, so here.
Thank you.
So that was, what was it called? Red Roses by Golden Children and Shiloh Dynasty. What did you think of that one?
I liked it. It was very, very like,
Lots of doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Lot of doo-doo.
Yeah. Nick and I were talking about earlier the soundtrack. Kazoo. When was that?
Oh.
Like last week? I don't think we were...
Dude, good? We should get kazoos.
That would be great.
We should all get
but
kazoos.
But that's not a good way to prevent the spread of COVID.
I don't know if we should share kazoos.
Oh, we should just get our own.
We should all have our own kazoo. Yeah.
Honestly, I support that movement.
You know, kazoos are a good way to mental health.
A good way to mental health.
Yes.
And that's... Oh, wait. Yeah. That segues into this.
Yeah, words.
We're going to play another ad.
Woo!
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
Mental health, Nick?
Healthy.
Yeah, that's good. Have you been following any of those things Dora recommended?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I haven't really either.
Other than like hydrating and water, that's the same thing.
Hydrating and
that's
water?
That's the same thing.
Well, when the weather was nice, we were going outside.
Oh, it was great. We were at the park all the time, which is not great. Don't do that. Stay at home.
Well, there it's okay, but the park is like 2 minutes from your house, so it's like, we weren't like interacting with anybody.
No, but the problem is inherently just that there's so many other people at the park.
Yeah, that's true.
But other than that, I've been going out for a run, which I think gives me structure.
That's good.
Because like I allot myself like anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour a day, and then I am done.
That's
and
nice.
That is the move.
That is the move. Yeah, I don't know. I've been like. Waking. I mean, I have online classes that I've still been attending pretty regularly, so I have to wake up for those. But today, the entire house woke up at like 1:30 p.m.
A little hungover, a little bit.
Yeah,
That didn't help.
Yeah, but I think you know during the week, it's helpful to have classes because then I can remember what day of the week it is.
Same.
But classes end after next week. So.
Yeah, because like for me, like I think an interesting scenario where I really only have. I have two classes that I need to go to.
Yeah.
And both of them are both, like, one of them only happens once a week. And then the other one only happens twice a week. And then from then on, it's just like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm only in three classes. But I've been attending two of them on time. And then my econ class, I've only been attending by listening to the recording of the lecture.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. But it's been good.
We love our econ prof.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
He's
a nice dude.
He has a face.
He has a face. Do you have a face?
I don't know.
You know, these people listening, they don't know if you have a face or not. They'll
never
know.
I'm a disembodied voice.
Yeah.
That lives in your ear.
How does that make you feel?
Powerful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to some more music.
Music!
Oh, wow, that's loud. Okay. So this song is called That's Love.
Love.
It's released by my friend Sasha.
Sasha.
Who I know from CITR.
R.
Yeah, and he's this is his song. It's pretty good. So his name is Strudes Monroe.
Strudes Monroe.
What?
It's such a cool name.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. He said it's strudel, as in like toaster
like,
strudel.
Like the pastry.
Yeah. Wow. And then Monroe as in Marilyn Monroe. Isn't that awesome?
That's so dumb. I love it. That's so stupid.
Okay, so here's That's Love by Strudes Monroe.
Strudes Monroe.
Storm drain meets the sea. I was wearing a pair of Gucci shirt you got for me. You asked what have I been up to, more of the same, just without you. But really every creak I hear in bed, I hope it's you coming up the steps. You rubbed your eyes and said it's really good to see me, and your teardrop fell onto my knee. I still feel right there eternally. Said your therapist thinks you might have ADHD. We both broke out in sobbing laughter at life's absurdity. And I regret that the whole time we never took off our sunglasses. I wish we had. I wanna know what your ass looked like so bad. I'm at late afternoon Tuesday. I didn't know what to expect. Nah, it didn't hit me till I left. This was the last time we'd ever talk like this. By with no communication, maybe cross paths in some accidentally awkward situation. Then a year will pass with only cordial happy birthday texts, and you'll find a serious partner, and our relationship will become the template you measure against. A fond memory at best. Last time we'd ever talked like this. And you paint the walls baby blue. Retired in the Rose City, too young for the Holy Grail. Always going out for brunch into the garage sale. Then I big moved back to California, beginning of the end. But I just thought this is what the good life looked like at 27. Just throwing an old camping trailer through endless trips to Lowe's. Hungover sunny Sundays, make breakfast burritos. I'm grabbing your hips in the empty aisle of Trader Joe's. Of course, pushing you into waves of my nose. But no, tonight will be the loneliest of my life. I feel that rotten homesick feeling all the time. The same I get in kindergarten. Sleepovers at Crescent's. But now I can't just call my mom to come pick me up and fix this life. And I'll keep pouring in when I love. This was the last time for a lot of things. So much easier to hate you. Regret the day I decided to date you. Replace sadness with resentment and booze. But I don't wanna live like that. I'm happy for and proud of you. I think we really lived it up, babe. I cherish all that we've been through. So thanks for growing up with me these 7 or 8 years. You are my best friend. I'm gonna miss you.
so many teeth too.
What?
Like Magic Johnson, like you ever seen a picture of his face of like him smiling?
No.
He has so many teeth.
Like more than 32?
Like I don't know, but there's so many of them.
Okay, well while Nick pulls that up, that song you just heard was called Thanks for Growing Up With Me by Walter Etc. And he is the main singer, or like I guess main guy.
Look at all these teeth.
Oh, that is a lot of teeth. Guys at home, look up Magic Johnson's mouth and you will see many teeth.
So many teeth.
But yeah, so Walter Etc., he used to be from a band called Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra. I think they had to change their name for some reason. But favorite band of all time. And he just released a new album under Walter Etc. And what is it called? It is called
Magic Johnson's Teeth.
It is not called... Oh, it's called Dark Comedy Performance Piece of My Life.
That was close.
But yeah, it's really good. You guys should definitely check that out. He's a really cool guy. Always replies to my comments on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like his biggest fan and we're best friends, so...
Clearly.
Yeah.
What does his hair smell like?
Pineapples.
That's horrifying that you know that.
I don't know what it smells like.
Okay, sure. You know who says that they know what his hair smells like? People that know what his hair smells like?
Yeah.
Which is you, apparently.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's horrifying.
What did you think of that song, Nick?
I liked it. I was honestly not paying much attention to it just because I was talking about Minecraft and Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a really mellow song.
It was very mellow.
Good background noise, even if you're not listening.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, it was great music to not be listening to while you're talking about Minecraft and Magic Johnson's teeth. Yeah,
but I think it is worth revisiting and listening to because he was an English major at a school in California that my brother actually went to as well. Wow. And he makes some really good stuff, good lyrics.
Oh, wow. Because,
you know, English majors use big words. He knows
the words.
Yeah, he uses big words. Nick likes big words,
I too. Do like big words.
Yeah.
Like Flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn. Very good. Okay, yeah. We're going to hear one more ad, and then after that we have a couple more songs.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips on how to practice social isolation and why, according to @everybodywantstoloveyou on Instagram. Please stay home and cancel plans. People who are vulnerable exist around you. There is a communal responsibility to limit the spread of this disease. While young people represent the highest number of new cases, elderly people represent the highest number of deaths. Often, testing for COVID-19 is proportionate to risk. And while contraction rates increase with age, the age range 20 to 29 has by far the highest contraction rates, but typically show little to no symptoms. This is called asymptomatic contraction and makes it especially imperative that people practice social distancing. Social distancing means not going out to bars, not hanging out with more than two friends, and giving people 6 feet or more of space in public.
All right, so we have one song from our friend Charlotte that she submitted to us.
She did not make the song.
She did not make it, no. Nick actually introduced her to this song a while ago.
So I am better.
Yeah. It's called Still Feel by Half Alive. They're pretty good. It's a nice song. And Charlotte sent this little voice recording of her telling us why she likes the song. So here it is.
I chose the song Still Feel because I love the intro. It has a little funky sound. It makes me real happy. Thanks for playing, Sarah.
What a cutie.
Way to not make that awkward.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
You know, it's honestly fine. I'm usually pretty awkward on this show anyway.
Yeah, you are pretty awkward.
Thanks, Nick.
Just in general.
Thanks,
not
Nick.
Even on the show.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the song. And then, yeah, here it is. So Still Feel by Half Alive.
Do you still feel it?
Yeah.
Feel
some sounds.
Feel some sounds?
Woo!
Sounds.
Closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark.
when I recognize myself, when I feel I've been replaced, when I'm furthest from myself, getting closer to the stars. I've been invaded by the dark, trying to recognize myself, when I feel I've been replaced.
That
was the song by the guy.
Oh yeah, that's I like music.
Hey, the sounds
we are feel neat. Them, we do know? Feel them.
Wow.
But yeah, that was Still Feel by Half Alive.
Great song.
Yeah, and we are almost out of time, so we're gonna have
a long time.
I know, so sad. But thanks for being on the show today, Nick.
I hated every moment of it.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. That's what I want.
This room smells terrible.
This is your basement.
I'm not down here that often, so.
What does it smell like? I can't really smell it.
Detergent.
That's not a bad smell.
It's just like not a good smell either.
Okay.
You know?
It's fine.
Like good smells like Donair.
Nick's been eating a lot of Donair.
It's so good.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that concludes this episode of Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah. This was Nick Kayas.
Hello.
And this is CITR 101.9. And I will...
Fresh FM.
Be talking to you guys next week.
Sunny D.
This is Lunar Vacation with Unlucky. It's very good and I like them. So
Sunny D is pretty good too.
Goodbye.
You should have some Sunny D. It's good for your bones.